KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by LGZ for all of your home improvement or outbuilding needs. Recapping some of the high school volleyball results from over the weekend, on Saturday up at the Western Christian Tournament, it was Western Christian capturing first place in their own tourney. They defeated Harlan 2-1 in the championship, Harlan placing second in that meet. Also at the CAM Tournament on Saturday, Guthrie Center won the championship over Nottoway Valley, who was the runner-up. Guthrie Center defeating Nottoway Valley 2-1 in the championship match. Individually, it was Adair Casey beating Iowa Christian Academy 2-1. Adair Casey over Orient Maxburg 2-0. Guthrie Center topping Adair Casey 2-0. Guthrie Center beat Panorama 2-0. Nottoway Valley down to Adair Casey 2-0. Nottoway Valley beat CAM 2-0. Nottoway Valley over Panorama 2-0. Also, Nottoway Valley beat Riverside 2-0. And Panorama over CAM 2-1. Panorama also defeated Riverside 2-0. Also in volleyball action over the weekend, Charles City downed Kemper Catholic 2-1. It was Independence over Kemper Catholic 2-0. Kemper Catholic also defeated Hampton Dumont, West Fork, and Denver in tournament play over the weekend, all in two straight games. Sydney also a couple of victories on the weekend, beating Tri-County, Nebraska 2-1. And it was Sydney over Fairbury, Nebraska 2-0. Colton Wong hit a leadoff home run in the ninth inning, and the resilient St. Louis Cardinals beat the San Francisco Giants 5-4 to square the National League Championship Series at one game apiece. It was the third home run in the final three innings for the Cardinals. Pinch hitter Oscar Tavares delivered a tying home run in the seventh. Then Matt Adams briefly put St. Louis ahead 4-3 with a blast in the eighth inning. Closer Trevor Rosenthal blew a save in the ninth as the Giants scored the tying run on a wild pitch before they were bailed out by Wong in the bottom half of the ninth. St. Louis was last in the National League with 105 home runs during the regular season, but the Cards have hit 11 homers in six playoff games, seven in the seventh inning or later. Game three is set for Tuesday in San Francisco. Star catcher Yadier Molina of the Cardinals left Game 2 of the National League Championship Series with a strained muscle on his left side. Molina was replaced by Tony Cruz at the top of the seventh inning with the score tied at 2-2 last night. Cruz's passed ball helped the Giants go ahead in the seventh inning. Molina hardly budged from the batter's box when he grounded into a double play against San Francisco reliever Jeremy Offelt in the sixth. The six-time All-Star remained hunched over until a trainer and manager Mike Matheny came out to meet him. Molina then walked off on his own, but was clearly in pain. Molina, who missed 7 weeks this season with a thumb injury, has won six straight gold gloves and finished third in the National League MVP voting last year. His loss was a huge blow to the Cardinals, who had trailed 1-0 in the best of seven series before knotting it up at a game apiece last night. Well, the scene for the ALCS will shift to Kansas City, where the upstart Royals can go 3-0 on Baltimore when that series resumes tonight at Kauffman Stadium. Wei-Yin Chen, who was 16-10 in the regular season for the Orioles, will try to get Baltimore in the win column tonight. He'll face off against Jeremy Guthrie, who was 13-11 in the 2014 campaign for Kansas City. Well, there's a new team on top of the Associated Press Top 25 poll this week. Despite the fact that they've not been beaten, Florida State Seminoles have been replaced at the top of the AP poll by Mississippi State. The formerly number one Seminoles were 38-20 winners over Syracuse in a road game Saturday, while then number three Mississippi State knocked off then number two Auburn 38-23. In the new poll, Mississippi State is first, with Florida State second, Mississippi third, Baylor fourth, and Notre Dame fifth. Auburn is now ranked 6th, and Alabama is 7th. Michigan State is 8th, Oregon 9th, and Georgia is 10th. Mississippi State received 1,480 voting points from the media panel, with 45 first-place votes. Florida State got 1,415 points, 12 first-place votes, while Mississippi received 3 first-place votes and 1,413 points. In the 78-year history of the AP poll, no team has gone from unranked to number one in just 5 weeks. In the NFL yesterday, a lot of scoring in a lot of ball games. It was Baltimore beating Tampa Bay 48-17. Carolina and Cincinnati played through overtime without any decision. It was a 37-37 tie at the end of overtime. Denver beat the New York Jets 31-17. Detroit over Minnesota 17-3. Green Bay beats Miami 27-24. It was Tennessee over Jacksonville 16-14. New England beat Buffalo 37-22. Cleveland over Pittsburgh 31-10. San Diego outlasting Oakland 31-28. Chicago beat Atlanta 27-13. Dallas over Seattle 30-23. Arizona by 10 over Washington, 30-20. And it was Philadelphia routing the New York Giants last night by a final of 27-0. In the National Hockey League on Sunday, just two games on the ice. Toronto beat the New York Rangers 6-3, and it was Los Angeles downing Winnipeg by a 4-1 final. And NBA MVP Kevin Durant of the Thunder has a fractured right foot, and the team says it's not sure how long he'll be sidelined. General Manager Sam Presti says Durant informed the team of discomfort in the foot after practice a day earlier. He underwent tests, and the team says he was diagnosed with a fracture. The team says traditional treatment requires surgery, and recent NBA cases have resulted in a return to play in 6 to 8 weeks. Durant won the scoring title last season, collecting his first MVP award and leading the Thunder to the Western Conference Finals. He skipped playing for the U.S. national team in this summer's World Basketball Cup so he could get additional rest. He played in two preseason games before he complained of the pain in his foot. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648. Or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.